This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 26. An eye for an eye. A reading comes from Leviticus chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 5. Leviticus chapter 24. Anyone who takes the life of a human being is to be put to death. Anyone who takes the life of someone's animal must make restitution, life for life. Anyone who injures their neighbor is to be injured in the same manner. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The one who has inflicted the injury must suffer the same injury. Whoever kills an animal must make restitution, but whoever kills a human being is to be put to death. You are to have the same law for the foreigner and the native born. I am the Lord your God. Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Have you ever wanted revenge? Maybe a colleague stole credit for your hard work, or you were blamed for someone else's wrongdoing. Or if someone hurt you with their words or actions, it's natural to want to even the score. We rarely stop there, however. Usually, we want revenge plus interest. This can lead to a vicious cycle that can tear apart families, fracture communities, and even destroy nations. Today's passage in Leviticus applies the law from the story we read yesterday, and it reminds us of two things. First, all who are part of God's covenant people are bound by the requirement of the covenant, whether they be born into God's people or not. Justice applies to everyone. And second, God's law limits what we may seek from people who have wronged us, an eye for an eye and no more. For example, if you injure or kill your neighbor's animal, they may take one of your animals from you, but not two. Justice, properly practiced, has limits. Jesus, however, challenges us further, to extend kindness even to the people who have hurt us. In fact, that's what God has done for us. Rather than treat us as our sins deserve by demanding our life from us, the Lord extends mercy to us in Christ, who gave up his own life for our sake. When we see how God has gone the extra mile to show us mercy, we can turn the other cheek to people who have wronged us. Pray with me. Gracious God, though we have sinned, you have answered with mercy, and we are eternally thankful. Help us to live by your way of mercy toward everyone. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.